My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new homes more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. In early April, there was a flurry of work on the few homes just a stone's throw from where I'm building. The area is almost entirely summer homes, packed in tight. Building from fall and through the winter was perfect in terms of limiting any negative impact construction would have on neighbors. Delivery trucks, power tools, and a generator to start. The crews working on neighboring homes were taking advantage of some great weather and working outside. Now, I'm a fan of listening to music when I work. I'm also guilty of liking it loud. What good is Galactic, Trombone Shorty, Ozo Motley, or the soundtrack to Jesus Christ Superstar if I can't hear it over the table saw? My awareness that maybe not everyone wants to hear Bizet's Carmen at the same volume I do has grown exponentially over the years. In the mid-80s, I was rebuilding a huge farmhouse in the middle of an apple orchard. Jamaican crews were picking apples, and I was in standard work mode. A stack of albums on the turntable and speakers the size of a refrigerator in the windows pointed out. In a nod to the pickers, it was days of Steel Pulse, Burning Spear, Black Uhuru, Peter Tosh, and Bob Marley. Okay, granted, that was a hoot, but I've worked on being more respectful of someone else's right to some peace and quiet. Technology has helped a lot with that. Being able to carry around a small CD player allows me to hear what I want to hear without pushing it from centrally located speakers. And these days, when I want to listen and I'm outside, I slip on a pair of headphones and put the player in my pocket. What got me thinking of this was that lovely weather in early April when I was besieged by dueling job site radios blaring ads all day long. So I'm pleading, do your best to contain your noise. A good deal of it is noise for the sake of noise. Wind chimes. Job site radios broadcasting well beyond the job site. Leaf blowers, lawn mowers, weed whackers. There's almost always a better quality tool that does the same job, just quieter. For example, my new compressor is solid, reliable, and less than a third as loud as my old one. It wasn't much different price-wise either. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.